Today is Mother's Day. You're welcome. Bible contains many lessons about mothers and motherhood. These lessons share God's wisdom about motherhood. They also provide guidance for mothers, their husbands, and their children. Mothers are obviously very precious to God because they carry and give birth to His creations. We learn this from the very beginning in Genesis chapter 3, verse 20. And Adam called his wife's name Eve because she was the mother of all living. While many claim that the Bible excludes, stifles women, the truth of God's word, in fact, empowers them and recognizes them. This is especially true of mothers. Let's read Proverbs chapter 1, verse 8. My son, hear the instruction of your father and do not forsake the law of your mother. Then there's this from Proverbs chapter 14, verse 1. The wise woman builds her house. How valuable is a mother's love? It's seen actually as being equal to the love of God. There are many examples of this. Let's go to Isaiah chapter 66, verse 13, with God speaking, as one whom his mother comforts, so I will comfort you, and you shall be comforted in Jerusalem. Our mothers have always been seen as highly valued by God, as evidenced by their inclusion in his Ten Commandments. Now, quiz time, do you remember which one of the ten? It's number four. It's found in Exodus chapter 20, verse 12. Honor your father and your mother, that your days may be long upon the land which the Lord your God is giving you. It's also vital to note how honoring your mother and father is the fourth commandment of the ten. The first four place focus on the relationship between God and humanity and how we're called on to display reverence. Word of God is also a means for mothers to learn about how they should embrace faith in God and belief in His Word. Of course, the most obvious example is when the angel came to Mary to clue her into what was about to happen. Remember how Mary reacted? Well, she asked for clarification, but then her words of conclusion are there to teach mothers today in Luke chapter 1, verse 38. Then Mary said, "Behold, the maidservant of the Lord, let it be to me according to your word." And the angel departed from her. The Bible gives instruction to husbands, who are fathers as well. Let's go to Ephesians chapter 5, verse 25. Husbands, love your wives, just as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for her. That means, by the way, total love, not just occasional part-time love. There's also this instruction in 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 8. But if anyone does not provide for his own, especially for those of his household, he has denied the faith, and is worse than an unbeliever. Now we turn to the children on this Mother's Day. Bunch of flowers from the supermarket, that is not going to cut it. Not even close. This one day is here to remind you of what you are expected by God to do each and every day. These instructions come to you courtesy of Ephesians chapter 6, verses 1 through 3. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with you and you may live long on the earth. Children are to live a life and walk a path which will lead their mother to say these words from 3 John chapter 1, verse 4. I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth. A righteous mother is one who is filled with the Holy Spirit. One and only way to honor a mother is to live the words of Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 and 23. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law. So don't just be there with your mom on this one day. Be there for your mom each and every day in total, complete, faithful obedience to what we're told in Proverbs chapter 31, verses 25 through 29. Strength and honor are her clothing. She shall rejoice in time to come. She opens her mouth with wisdom, and on her tongue is the law of kindness. She watches over the ways of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness. Her children rise up and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praises her. Many daughters have done well, but you excel them all.